हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम् ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। Okay, we'll read the 49th verse. Brahmanas sarvabhutani
Brahmanas sarvabhutani
Jayante paramatmanaha
Jayante paramatmanaha
Tasmadetani brahmaiva
Tasmadetani brahmaiva
Bhavanti tyavadharayet
Bhavanti tyavadharayet.
Do you remember we have done this verse? Brahmaiva sarvanamani
Brahmaiva sarvanamani
Rupani vividhani cha
Rupani vividhani cha
Karmanyapi samagrani
Karmanyapi samagrani
Vibhartiti shrutir jagau
Vibhartiti shrutir jagau.
So, again the Srishti Prakriya is introduced here. And why Srishti Prakriya is introduced here? Just to arrive at what Brahman is. See, the whole Jagat, all the Namani, all the forms, all the names, all the karmas, all of them have come into existence from Brahman. Brahmanaha means the fifth case, Panchami. Sarvabhutani, Paramatman. How is this Brahman? What is this Brahman? The reality. Brahman is the limitless one, the biggest one. This the limitless reality, this, the absolute self of all the beings. From that absolute self, the Brahman, the absolute reality, all these beings are born. All these beings have come into existence. Therefore, tasmat, therefore, yetani brahma eva bhavanti. All these names and forms, all these that are here are nothing but Brahman itself. They are nothing but Brahman. So when here you have to be very careful, Brahman is not anything that is here, but all that is here is nothing but Brahman. Why? Because if Brahman has not come into existence from this, but all these things have come into existence from Brahman. Therefore Brahman is not any of these things, but everything that is here is nothing but Brahman. Tasmat, yetani brahma eva bhavanti, they're all nothing but Brahman alone. Iti avadharayet, may one have it, understand it clearly. Avadharayet means may one remember this clearly, may one keep it, this in one's mind very clearly, have ascertained very clearly that all that is here is nothing but Brahman alone. Why? Because they all have come into existence from Brahman. Then, Brahmaiva sarva namani rupani vividhani cha. So, vividhani means these varieties of various, multifarious, all names and forms, namani and rupani cha brahmaiva, Brahman alone. These names are Brahman, these forms are Brahman, and these varieties of forms and names are nothing but Brahman alone. Not only these names and forms, also the purpose of all these, every name, every form has a name in keeping with the purpose it serves. The function it is involved in. For purpose or function, you can say, karmani, api samagrani, even the purpose it serves also is what? Nothing but Brahman. The function it is involved also is what? Nothing but Brahman. So, here we say, samagrani karmani, karmani api samagrani, what now? Samagrani vibharti iti shrutihi jagau. Vibharti means what? Vibharti means sustains, supports. Vibharti means supports. What supports it is Brahman, the reality, the self of all the beings, alone supports all the functions, all the purposes, all the names and all the forms also, without which all of them will be non-existent. Vibharti iti Shrutihi Jagau. Shruti had said earlier. Shrutihi Jagau means Shruti has said. This is the vision of the Shruti. We have completed this till here. Therefore, Suvarna Jaya Manasya.
Suvarna Jaya Manasya.
Suvarnatvam cha Shashvatam.
Suvarnatvam cha Shashvatam.
Brahmano Jaya Manasya.
Brahmano Jaya Manasya.
Brahmatvam cha Tatha Bhavet.
Brahmatvam cha Tatha Bhavet.
So, Suvarnat Jayamanasya, Suvarnat Jayamanasya. Jayamana means that which is born. Okay, Tondrihindra Vundru. That which is born is called Jayamana. See, Jayate is born, Jayamana that which is born. Okay, Suvarnat Jayamanasya, for any ornament which is made of gold. Born of gold. Born of gold means what? Which is made of gold. Okay? For any ornament which is made of gold, a born of gold. Suvarnatvam cha shashvatam. Suvarnatvam means what? The status of being the gold is called suvarnatvam. Or goldness is the shashvatam, permanent one. There is an ornament which is made of gold. And it has what? It enjoys goldness. That ornament enjoys goldness. What is ornament? The name and the form which have what? Existence. The name has existence. The form has existence. That existence is in the form of what? The gold, the cause, is in the form of the existence of the ornament. And the gold which is in the form of the existence of the ornament is what actually has goldness. Is it? Swarnatva means goldness. The status of being the gold. That goldness is there. It is the permanent one. Because the name can change, form can go. What will continue to be there is the swarnatvam. Swarnam will continue to be there. Gold will continue to be there. The gold which is in the form of the existence of the Namarupa will continue to be there, okay, even when the Namarupa are changed, Namarupa go. Brahmanaha Jayamanasya. Brahmanaha Jayamanasya. Brahmanaha Jayamanasya. Brahmatvaja Tatha Bhavet. In the same way, Tatha, similarly, Brahmanaha Jayamanasya, for this world which is born of the Brahman, of all this world which has come into existence from Brahman also, Brahmatvam cha Tatha Bhavet. The same way, Brahmatvam is what the status of being Brahman also will be there for, will be there permanently. That means what? Status of being Brahman will be there for permanently means what? Brahmatvam, the existence. Brahman, which is the existence of the universe also, will continue to be there as pure existence even when the names and forms go. The names change, when the forms change, the purpose also may not be there, so the same purpose may not be served, but still Brahman continues to be there, it continues to be there in the name of existence, as pure existence. What form? Brahmatvam means what? The status of being Brahman. The status of being Brahman, the status of being Brahman means the existence. The existence of the objects will continue to be there even when the Namarupas go, the purpose goes. So Brahmatvam cha Shashvatam Bhavet. Now, that means what? There's no Brahmatva means no nama or rupa or karma is away from Brahman. Is there an object outside of Brahman, distant from Brahman, other than Brahman, or independent of Brahman? No. No namarupa, no ornament is away from gold. No ornament is distant from gold. No ornament separate from gold. No ornament is has existence outside of, independent of, far from gold. Similarly, no name, no form, no purpose that's served by the namarupa is away from Brahman. Has no independent existence outside of Brahman. There's no distance between the namarupa ornament and the gold. Similarly, there's no distance between Brahman, the reality, the existence, and the namarupa which is here. There's no distance. And if we see any distance, if there is any distance created, that distance is caused by ignorance. The distance, because of that ignorance caused by the distance caused by ignorance alone, one can isolate oneself from the whole. Isolation of oneself from the whole is like what? It's like separating the ornament from what now? In the world of objects, the gold, golden ornaments. The shop, if one ornament says, I am different from all the ornaments here. If ornament says, happens to talk, I am different from all the ornaments here, means, of course, from the standpoint of name and form, it is different from all of the ornaments. The standpoint of gold, it is non-separate from the all of the ornaments. Similarly here also, from the standpoint of the reality, every being here is non-separate from the whole. But from the standpoint of the namarupa and the limitations, one may differ from everything else. But here, that distance, that difference, isolating oneself from the whole, is due to what? Ignorance of the truth. So what he says? Swalpamapi, we'll read the second one. If we create, there's no distance between gold and the ornament. There's no distance between water and the wave. There's no distance between, you know, Brahman and the Jagat or any being in the world here. No being is distant from Brahman. If we see any distance, if we separate, if we isolate, that separation, even little of separation of any ornament from gold, isn't it? It is because of ignorance only. Similarly, even if the swalpam api, even if we cause little of distance between, difference between Brahman and the individual or the Jagat, then that alone is contributes for fear. Fear is caused by what? He is going to say this verse. We'll read it now. Swalpam apyantaram kritva. Swalpamapyantaram kritva.
Swalpamapyantaram kritva.
Swalpamapyantaram kritva.
Swalpamapyantaram kritva.
Jivatma paramatmano.
Jivatma paramatmano.
Yasantishtati mudhatma.
Yasantishtati mudhatma.
Yasantishtati mudhatma.
Mudhatma.
Bhayam tasya bhibhashitam. Swalpamapyantaram kritva.
Swalpamapyantaram kritva.
Jivatma paramatmano.
Jivatma paramatmano.
Yasantishtati mudhatma.
Yasantishtati mudhatma.
Bhayam tasya bhibhashitam.
Bhayam tasya bhibhashitam.
Okay. See what happens. Swalpam api antaram kritva. Jivatma paramatmanoho yaha tishtati. Mudhatma. See saha mudhatma. See yaha tishtati, one who remains. Remains what? Remains with understanding. What understanding? Understanding that there is difference between Jivatma and Paramatma. Jivatma is different from Paramatma. Paramatma is different from Jivatma. With this Jivatma Paramatma noho, okay, antaram. Antaram means what? Even distance. Okay, gap. Antaram kritva. You know, finding any gap, causing any gap, having any distance, having made the distance between Jivatma and Paramatma. What distance, how much distance? Swalpam api antaram. Even little of distance, even slightest of the distance is having made slightest of distance between Jivatma and Paramatma. If a person remains, you know, with understanding that there is slight distance between Paramatma and Jivatma. There is difference between Paramatma and Jivatma. There is distance between Paramatma and Jivatma. How? Slight distance is there. Very little distance is there. Very little difference is there. If a person says, Yahatishtati, no, Mudhatma san. Mudhatmasan being deluded minded. Mudha, Atma here means mind. Mudhatma means deluded minded. Okay, Mudhatma, the deluded mind, remaining being the deluded one minded. Tasya bhayam abhibhashitam. Now, it is said, fear is definitely there for him. Tasya for him, bhayam, fear, abhibhashitam is said to be there. Abhibhashitam is definitely there for him, is said. Fear is said to be there for him. That means what? He can't help being frightened. Who is the one who has the phenomenon called fear? You know, who is the one who has that? Fear, something called a fear. The fear is possible only for the one, you know, who sees the difference between Jivatma and Paramatma, who distances himself from the totality, the Ishvara. Who difference between the Jivatma oneself and the totality Paramatma, the one who does not know the truth. One who has identity with the Namarupa, thereby one who sees the Namarupa being different from every other Namarupa, and the Namarupa being different from all other Namarupas and the Jagat also, and such a person sees the difference, sees the distance. The difference is because of the distance. Distance is because of the not seeing of the truth. Because he does not see the truth and he sees the distance. Because he sees the distance, he sees the difference. Difference is possible only if there is distance. Distance is possible only if there is ignorance of the truth. Okay, therefore, this person being ignorant of the truth, of the self, one's own self, being Paramatma, and he having wrong identity, now he sees the distance, thereby he sees the difference also. And this seeing the slightest of distance or slightest of difference between Paramatma and Jivatma, Swalpam api antaram kritva yaha pashyati, such a deluded person can't help being subjected to fear. Okay, he is afflicted by the phenomenon called fear. And Taittiriya Upanishad, you are going to see on Saturday classes somehow, it will come one day. Bhishas, no? Dvaitadhi bhayam bhavati. In Taittiriya Upanishad, the same sentence comes. Dvaitadhi bhayam bhavati. The fear comes only because of the perception of duality. If the person does not see, if you understand what is there is only reality, and there is no second thing other than the reality. If at all something second thing other than the reality, that is what is there is Namarupa, which is Mithya. The Mithya and Satyam. What is there is only Satyam and Mithya. The reality is one Satyam, isn't it? And apart from Vahatyam, what is there is Mithya means, that Mithya is as good as non-existent. Why? Because there is no independent existence. And this Mithya, which has no independent existence, which is seemingly present there, which is dependent on the Satyam for its existence, cannot be counted as a second thing, a parallel reality, and which cannot cause any harm to the Satyam, which is dependent on Satyam for its very existence. How can wave bring any destruction to the water? How can wave and ocean do any harm to the water? The very Namarupa, wave and ocean are nothing but Namarupas. And they're dependent on the very, even the purpose they serve also is dependent on the very water. So now they cannot do any harm to the water, the reality. Similarly, the whole Prapancha, all the Namarupani, which are nothing but Mithya, which are dependent, which cannot be counted as second reality, parallel reality, which are dependent on Satyam for its existence, cannot destroy harm, bring any harm to the reality. Do any harm to the reality, cannot cause any destruction to the reality. And reality being one secondless, ekam, advayam, advitiyam. The reality happens to Brahman, the reality, the Paramatma happens to be one secondless, non-dual. Advitiyam and advayam also. It cannot harm itself. Okay, it cannot cause any destruction to itself. There will be two things. For one to be destroyed by the other, there will be two things. Isn't it? The second thing being not there, there is no destroyed difference. There is no frightening and the frightened, isn't it? A difference also is not there. Therefore, only in duality fear is possible. The sense of insecurity is possible, the fear is possible only if there is a second thing found. But the second thing being not there, there is nothing which can cause fear to Satyam. What is that which can cause fear to Satyam? Nothing else. Therefore, fear is because caused by the perception of duality. This is what is the teaching here. Fear is a phenomenon which rises in the form of a thought in the mind is because of the perception of duality. The perception of duality implies perception of plurality and multiplicity also, which is because of the ignorance of the truth. Okay, therefore, as long as ignorance of the truth is there, and there will be some distance between distance and differences will be there. When the distance and differences are there, there will be fear also. Now you can read understanding. What is that which causes the fear? The fear is possible only if there is perception of duality. A perception of differences. The perception of duality and differences are possible only if there is ignorance of the truth. So fear will resolve when? In resolving the differences. The fear will resolve without being driven away. Without being driven away, the fear will resolve by itself if the differences resolve. The differences will resolve if the distance is resolved. The distance will be resolved if the truth, okay, oneness, the truth being non-dual and secondless becomes clear, and for which the truth is known as one's own self. Understand? Dvaitad hi bhayam bhavati is said in Taittiriya Upanishad also. Bhayam is because of dvaitam, perception of duality. See, perception of duality is doesn't cause fear, actually speaking. Your perception of duality mistaken for the absolutely real. Perception of duality is okay, no problem. But perception should not be mistaken for absolute reality. Because we cannot deny the perception of duality cannot be removed, isn't it? Perception of duality will be there always. Even after you have understood the water being the only reality, still you see the ocean and the waves. You see the plurality, you see the duality. But you understand, in my perception I see the plurality and duality, but really speaking, what is absolutely real is only water. So it is the absence of vision of the non-duality of the truth, reality, which results in the perception or the mistaking, erroneous perception that duality which is perceived is mistaken for what is perceptually real is mistaken for absolutely real. Is it? That causes the fear. Now we have to be very careful. What is which causes fear? It is not the perception of duality by itself causes the fear. Perception of duality be mistaken for the reality causes the fear. Because then that perception of duality mistaken for reality results in what? The perception of the distance, perception of differences be mistaken for reality, which results in fear. Therefore he says, tasya bhayam abhibhashitam. For him, the fear is definite for him. Abhibhashita means definitely said. Definitely said what? What is definitely said for him? Fear. If fear is there, he can't help being afflicted by the phenomenon called fear. So here, what is implied in these verses? You understand. Fear is a phenomenon which is naturally there for anyone who sees the differences. Okay? Differences. And that one sees the distance also. And because of the ignorance. Is it clear now? Is there Jivatma which is other than Paramatma? There is no Jivatma other than Paramatma. Jivatma is none other than Paramatma. There is no distance, there is no difference. So if a person sees the difference and that even the slightest of the distance and difference, and then that person can't help being afflicted by the phenomenon called fear. Okay. Yatra jnanat bhave dvaitam. Yatra jnanad bhavedvaitam itarastatra pashyati atmatvena yada sarvam netarastatra chanvapi yatra jnanad bhavedvaitam itarastatra pashyati yatra jnanad
yatra jnanad
bhavedvaitam
bhavedvaitam
itarastatra pasyati
itarastatra pasyati
atmatvena
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 Yada Sarvam
Yada Sarvam
Netarastatra Chanvapi
Netarastatra Chanvapi
Tatra Chanvapi
Tatra Chanvapi
Do you hear it, Pitaji? Yatra Ajnanat bhavet dvaitam. Look at this, he makes it very clear. What has been said earlier is made clear again. Dvaitam bhavet. Dvaitam bhavet. Ajnanat. Ajnanat dvaitam bhavet. The perception of duality is because of what? Is there really duality? There's no duality in reality. Really, there's no duality. Isn't it? What is there is only non-dual reality, non-duality. But there is, seemingly there's a duality. Isn't it? Ajnanat dvaitam bhavet. The duality is absolutely because of the ignorance of the reality. Ajnanat dvaitam bhavet. Yatra itaraha tatra pashyati. Itaraha dvaitam itaraha tatra pashyati. Itaraha, the other person, tatra pashyati, that says, atmatvena yada sarvam. Yada sarvam atmatvena pashyati. Whereas the other one who sees atmatvena sarvam, one who sees everything as the self. Atmatvena pashyati means, atmatva darshana means seeing everything as the self. It's like seeing the entire ocean, all the waves as water. Is what? Seeing it as atmatvena. Atmatvena pashyati means the one who sees the everything that is here as the Atma, as the Self, as the reality. Na itaraha tatra cha anu api. Anu api. Na itaraha, other one there, anu api na pashyati. Na anu api pashyati. He does not see even an tiniest of the thing. Anu api. Chanu api means cha anu api. So here he is in the Bhashyakara says here Vidyarani Swami. Ajnanat dvaitam bhavet tatra itaraha itaram pashyati. One sees, no, I am the seer, this is the seen. I am the hearer, this is heard. I am the one who smells, this is smelt. I am the one who tastes, this is smelt. I am the one, you know, walking, this is one to walk towards, isn't it? All these objects of perception and objects of actions and objects of thoughts also. I am the thinker and this is thought. Isn't it? All these differences also one sees only when there is ignorance. Only if a person, but one can see these differences. I am different from the thought, I am different from the seen, I am different from the heard. Is it? The heard is different from me, the seen is different from me, and the enjoyed is different from me. Such differences one can see only when the differences are possible only if a person sees the duality. The duality is possible only in the presence of ignorance. So, ajnanat dvaitam bhavet. And only in the Dvaitamya, this perception of duality, I am different from everything else, and everything else is different from me, the perceived are different from me, the done are different from me, seen and tasted and known are different from me, I am different from all of them, they're all different from me. These differences are possible, the perception of duality is possible only in ignorance. So, ajnanat dvaitam bhavet itaraha tatra pashyati. One sees oneself being different from everything else, and one sees everything else being different from oneself. Is it? See, seeing the differences is not a problem, but mistake the differences for absolutely real is the problem. You cannot see something being different from you, think, oh, I see it different from me, but it's not really different from me. Don't see that way. When you see the difference, you are seeing something being different from you in really. Itaraha pashyati means what? Tatra pashyati. Even you see something other than you, it is possible for one to see and hear, to smell things which are different from oneself. As something different from oneself is possible only, that perception of different duality itself is possible only because of ignorance. Atmatvena yada sarvam pashyati. When one sees in jnanam, in the, we had to add there, jnanat, we had to add jnanat, okay? In the wake of knowledge of one's own self being the truth, reality, in the wake of knowledge of the self being the only reality, secondless reality, then one sees everything as one's own self. One does not see a second thing other than the self. Atmatvena yada pashyati. When one sees in the wake of knowledge of the self being the truth, he one sees one's own everything else as one's own self. Atmatvena yada pashyati. Then what are tatra itaraha anu api cha anu api na itaraha cha anu api. He does not see even the smallest, tiniest of the atom, something separate from himself. Not only seeing the whole jagat, now you see the whole jagat is as what? Different from you. So here, yatra ajnanat dvaitam bhavet itaraha tatra pashyati. One sees anything else other than oneself, you know, as objects heard and seen and smelt, etc., different from oneself only in ajnanam. In jnanam, we have to supply the word jnanam, okay? Jnanam, yat jnanat yada sarvam atmatvena pashyati. In knowledge, one will see everything as one's own self. Then, tatra anu api itaraha na pashyati. One cannot see, one does not see even tiniest of the atom other than oneself. One does not see anything, even the tiniest of the atom other than the self. He can't see anything other than the self. The anu implies what now? Tiniest atom. That means what? He does not see anything other than the self. In ajnanam, he sees everything being different from himself. In jnanam, he does not see anything other than the self. This is the lesson here. Okay? Ajnanat dvaitam bhavet yatra itaraha tatra pashyati. One sees oneself apart from many things, other things also. One sees other things other than oneself. Itaraha pashyati means what now? One sees oneself being different from other things. Whereas atmatvena jnanat atmatvena yada sarvam pashyati, when one sees oneself everything else as the self, itaraha tatra anu api na pashyati. Na itaraha tatra anu api pashyati. Cha anu api. One does not see even the tiniest of the atom. That means what? One does not see anything other than oneself. It is completely perspective change. Seeing everything else other than oneself, and then everything being different from everything else also, in ignorance. And in knowledge, you do not see anything other than yourself. That means what yourself is must be very clear. If the self is consciousness, chaitanya, atma, then all that is there is only chaitanya, atma. The self is body mentions complex, then you see all the differences. There will not be something you cannot differentiate. Oh, this is different from me. That difference is not possible in jnana. Even if you perceive the difference, you will understand that perception of difference and duality is only empirically real, not absolutely real. Is there anything other than me, outside of me? No. This is the vision, in the vision of the truth. So, yada atmatvena sarvam pashyati, tatra itaraha anu api na pashyati. Anu api na pashyati. We see these differences. Itaraha means other one. Itaram means other, something else, isn't it? See, he is the one who sees, and this is something which is seen by him. He is the one who knows, this is known by him. He is the one who is hearing, and this is what is being heard by him. The subject-object divisions, isn't it? Subject-object divisions, all these divisions and differences will all resolve in the wake of the knowledge of the truth being one's own self, or one's own self being the only non-dual, secondless reality. Anuapi his kinchidapi anyatana pashyati. Vidyaranam gives this. Anuapi means kinchidapi, not even little. Remember, one cannot see anything else other than one's own self in the wake of knowledge. In ignorance, one will see all these differences, one being different from the other. That means the Triputi differences, the Triputi Bhedaha. Triputi Bhedaha means what? This is the knower known knowledge. This Bhedaha, is it? This Bhedaha will be there, but this Bheda is only Mithya. The Bheda is Mithya. Really speaking, there is no knower, there is no knowledge, there is no known outside of this self. The reality. These differences are not there. But these differences are there, but mithyatvena, not a satyam. All these differences, knower, known, knowledge, different, triputi, bhedaha, is there or not? Of course it is there. But is it absolutely there? It is empirically real, but not absolutely real. Because there is no knower, there is no knowledge, there is no known other than Atma, without the Atma. Therefore, all these differences will resolve in the wake of the knowledge. These differences will be there only in Ajnanam. Therefore, he says here, what is there is, you know, in Shruti says, what is there something called smelt? Is there somebody called one who smells? Something called organ of smelling. Yes, all these are there empirically, but not absolutely. Okay. Yasmin sarvani bhutani.
Yasmin sarvani bhutani.
Hyatmatvena vijanatah.
Hyatmatvena vijanatah.
Navaitasya bhaven mohah.
Navaitasya bhaven mohah.
Nacha. Shoko dvitiyatah.
Shoko dvitiyatah.
Yasmin sarvani bhutani.
Yasmin sarvani bhutani.
Hyatmatvena vijanatah.
Hyatmatvena vijanatah.
Navaitasya bhaven moho.
Navaitasya bhaven moha.
Moho nacha shoko dvitiyatah.
Nacha shoko dvitiyatah.
Okay. What he says, yasmin sarvani bhutani hi atmatvena vijanatah. Nave tasya bhaven moha nacha shokaha advitiyatah. Atmatvena vijanatah. For the one, for the person who knows everything as the self, who sees everything as the only reality, the Atma. Vijanan means the one who knows. Vijanatah, possessive of vijanan. Okay. Vijanatah means for the one who knows. How does he know? One who knows very clearly that even though all these differences are there empirically, perceptually real, absolutely they are not real. One who knows this very clearly. Okay? Vijanataha means for the one who knows. He knows what? One who knows everything is nothing but Atma. One who sees everything as the Atma. The one who knows. Atmatvena vijanati. Sarvani bhutani. Okay. Sarvani bhutani. All the beings that are here. And with all the differences in names, in forms, in nature also. Some are living things, some are non-living. Some are mobile, some are immobile. Some are sentient, insentient, small and big, or different shapes, different forms. And of all these very innumerably countless forms and names, now all of them, sarvani bhutani, he, atmatvena vijanataha, one who sees all these varieties of beings and forms and names as one's own self, as the Atma, as the only reality, the Self. For such a person, he says what? Tasya mohaha na bhavet. There is no way of delusion being there for him. Okay? There is no delusion for him. Mohaha na bhavet means what? There is no delusion for him. Then, because delusion is not there, na shokaha bhavet for him. There is no sorrow also for him. Why? Advitiyataha. Advitiyata due to his non-duality. Advitiya is secondlessness. Okay? Advitiyataha means what now? Advitiyataha due to his secondlessness. So, advitiyataha, due to his secondlessness, due to the secondlessness of the Atma, a one who sees everything else as the Atma, for such a person, there cannot be delusion, there is no fear also for him, there is no sorrow also for him. Na mohaha, na shokaha. That means shoka will be there. Grief is inevitable for the one who is deluded. Grief cannot be there for the one who is free from delusion. why there is sorrow, what is that which causes the sorrow now? What is the cause for grief? If at all there is any grief tormenting a person, their grief is purely because of his delusion. Understand, nobody is responsible for one's grief. No external behavior, no external situation, thing is responsible for one's grief. What is responsible for one's grief is, it is delusion. It is delusion which causes the grief. It is not your behavior, it is not your behavior, my behavior causes grief for you, or your behavior causes grief for anybody else. Grief is caused by delusion. Grief is caused by delusion. And delusion is caused by ignorance. Delusion is caused by what now? Delusion. Delusion results in perception of, not perception of duality. It's not a problem, isn't it? Mistaking the duality for absolutely real. The mistake, isn't it? It causes the sorrow. The word, what he says is, mohaha na bhavet, shokaha api na bhavet. Where there is no delusion, there is no grief. Where there is no delusion, in the wake of the one who is awake to the reality, the one for whom what is there is only reality, that only self is, what is there is only self, that self is the only reality, and there is no second reality, second thing other than reality. In for such a person, for him, there is no second thing other than the self. Advitiyataha. There is no second thing other than the self. For such a person, all that is here is only the self. One who sees everything as the self, for him there is no delusion, there is no shoka, there is no grief also. This was very, very small verse giving everything here. In the vision of the Atma, one can see everything as the Atma. One should see everything else as the Atma. You do not see second thing other than the Atma. You do not see second thing other than the Atma. You do not see, there is no delusion for you. When there is no delusion, there is no grief also for you. First he said fear, now he said grief. So fear and bhayam and shokaha. The grief is actually caused by fear, and fear is insecurity is caused by perception of duality. It's because of vision of duality, isn't it? So he says, bhavtasya mohaha na bhavet, shokaha api na bhavet, nacha bhavet, advitiyataha. Due to the secondlessness of the Atma, the only Atma, due to the non-duality of the Atma, the second thing being not there in his vision, all that is there happens to be only the Atma. All the names and forms are nothing but Atma for him. For such a person, there is no mohaha, there is no shokaha. Still or not? Therefore, yasmin sarvani bhutani,
yasmin sarvani bhutani,
hyatmatvena vijanatah,
hyatmatvena vijanatah,
navaitasya bhaven mohah,
navaitasya bhaven mohah,
nacha shoko dvitiyatah,
nacha shoko dvitiyatah.
There is no reason for him to have fear. There is no reason for him to have grief. There is no reason for him to be deluded. Delusion, fear, grief. You have to understand here. Delusion, mohaha, bhayam, shokaha. They all go together. Okay, and the delusion is because of perception of duality. That perception of duality is because of ignorance of the truth. Ignorance of the self being. Ignorance of the truth is because of ignorance of the self. Self ignorance leads to what now? Implies ignorance of the reality. Ignorance of the reality results in the perception of the duality and differences. And perception of duality results in delusion. Also what? Also fear and grief. So in the wake of knowledge of the self, one does not see the truth other than oneself. One does not see a second truth, second reality other than the self. And then in the vision of the reality, one who sees everything as the self, everything as the only reality, and there he does not see the differences. All the differences become resolved. Distance also becomes resolved. When the differences are resolved, the delusion is resolved, and then there is no fear, there is no grief also for him. Ayam atma hi brahmaiva.
Ayam atma hi brahmaiva.
Sarvatma kataya sthitaha.
Sarvatma kataya sthitaha.
Iti nirdharitam shrutya.
Iti nirdharitam shrutya.
Brihadaranya samsthaya.
Brihadaranya samsthaya.
Samsthaya
iti
nirdharitam
shrutya
brihadaranya samsthaya. He says, ayam atma hi brahma eva. This self is nothing but Brahman. I am Atma Brahma. This self means what? What is the nearest here for you? This means, this can indicate anything nearer to the body. And so nearest self is what? This indicates the nearest. I am means this. Which is this? Which this? This indicates here the nearest. So nearest to yourself is the, what is nearest to you is yourself. Therefore, this indicates Atma, the self, the nearest self. This nearest self negates even what? The body, negates the mind, negates the senses, negates anything which is an object of knowledge is what now? Relatively far from yourself. The nearest self is nearest is the self. Nearest is implied by the word I am. This third person singular pronoun, I am this. Okay. This nearest indicates the nearest. And nearest is the self. For I am, Atma means the nearest self is what? The Atma is nothing but Brahman. Absolutely, it is pure. It is the reality. It's the reality, the truth of the whole, Brahman. Iti sarva atma kataya sthitaha. Sarva atma kata. Sarva atma means the self of all the beings. Sarva atma kata means sarva atma katvam. Sarva atma katvena sthitaha. Sarva atma kataya is equal to sarva atma katvena. Sarvatmakatvena sthitaha means what? One who remains with this vision, one who is with this vision, that this Atma is nothing but Brahman. This Atma is Brahman. This Atma is the reality. There is no reality other than the self. There is no self other than the reality. Okay? One who knows this, thereby one who sees one's own self being the self of everything else. Sarvatmakataya means sarvatmakatvena. Sarvatmakata is equal to Sarvatmakatvam. Sarvatmakatvam is equal to Sarvatmatvam. Sarva Atmatvam, Sarva Atmakatvam, Sarva Atmakata means the same. Okay? Being the self of everything is called what? Sarvatmatvam, Sarvatmakatvam, Sarva Atmakata. So Sarva Atmakataya means what? As the self of all the beings. One who remains with this vision that one's own self is the self of all the beings. How is it possible for one to see the self? Oneself is the self of all the beings. Means one who knows the self is nothing but Brahman. If a person who knows the self is nothing but Brahman, for him the self is the self of all the beings. There is a second self other than Brahman. All that is, there is only the self, the absolute self, Paramatma, the Brahman. Iti nirdharitam shrutya brihadaranya samsthaya. And then, also this has been very well established by the Upanishad also, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. What we'll do? The 55th verse we'll do next class. Okay? Because it needs a lot of unfoldment. All these verses are very important verses, what we have started today, really. Actually, I didn't even remember where I stopped last class. But still it's good. All these verses now establishing the oneness of the reality. Jiva Brahma Aikyam and Jagat Brahma Aikyam, the vision of non-duality is unfolded here. So we'll see in the next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.